This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Arrest warrants are being sought for the leaders of Hamas and Israel for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity linked to the war in Gaza, the International Criminal Court ICC said on Monday. In a statement, ICC prosecutor Karim Khan said that there were reasonable grounds to believe that Hamas's Yahya Sinwar, Mohammed Diab Ibrahim al-Masri, and Ismail Haniyeh bore criminal responsibility for murder, extermination, and taking hostages, among numerous other crimes since the Gaza conflict erupted after Hamas-led attacks in Israel on 7 October. There are also reasonable grounds to believe that Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant, Israeli Minister of Defense, bear criminal responsibility for other crimes and crimes against humanity committed on the territory of the State of Palestine, he said.
Today, we underline in the clearest possible fashion that international law and the laws of armed conflict apply to everyone. No foot soldier, no commander, no civilian leader, no one can act with impunity. Nothing on earth can justify willfully depriving human beings, including women and children, babies, the old and the young, of the basic necessities required for life. Nothing on earth can justify hostage taking or the targeting and killing of civilians.
Although the ICC is not a UN organization, it has an agreement of cooperation with the United Nations. Staying in Gaza, where UN humanitarians said on Monday that at least 810,000 people have fled Rafah in just 2 weeks, amid reports of ongoing Israeli military operations. Every time families are displaced, their lives are at serious risk. People are forced to leave everything behind looking for safety, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, said on X. Accompanying the UNRWA alert, images showed families with their belongings piled high on the back of cars and makeshift trailers. Another photograph from the coastline showed a mass of shelters for the displaced stretching into the distance. Latest data from the UN agency's online logistics platform indicated that the delivery of humanitarian aid has stopped almost entirely via the main entry points to Gaza, in Rafah and Kerem Shalom in the south. Following an escalation of military activity in eastern Rafah, no UN relief supplies reached the enclave on Sunday, and only 27 aid trucks entered via Kerem Shalom on Saturday, the UN agency portal showed. Meanwhile, in Gaza's northwest, the UN World Food Programme WFP reported that it has been transporting supplies in via Erez to try to get enough food to stop famine in its tracks. But Matthew Hollingworth, WFP Country Director for Palestine, insisted that humanitarians needed additional entry points for aid. Top rights experts called on Monday for the urgent release of 5 people belonging to the Baha'i faith 1 year after their abduction by de facto authorities in Yemen. The 5 detainees continue to be at serious risk of torture, said the independent rights experts who include Nazilia Gaini, Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Religion. In a statement alleging the targeted persecution of religious minorities in Yemen, the rights experts said the Ansar Allah movement, also known as the Houthis, were responsible. Other Baha'i believers who have been released have faced severe pressure to recant their religious beliefs, the rights experts maintained, before warning that hate speech against minorities, including by the Houthi Grand Mufti of Sana'a, had made matters worse. Sinead Hart, UN News.